I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is going to be a massive list, so let's not stand on ceremony here, Mr. Wayne, because that's right. There are a bunch of wrestlers who have only ever appeared in one video game. It also means that Michael Cole, of all people, has smashed some fools, and more power to him. And no, we're not going to include WWE 2K24 in this, because I don't know what they're going to do in the future, and I don't want to look like a goober. Let's go. Paul Orndorff in Micro League Wrestling. More of a case of just being around too early, Paul Orndorff was able to sneak in here in 1987... and then he basically went away from wrestling, so he never did it again. The Warlord in WWF WrestleMania. And this is the same kind of a deal, because in 1991, they just tried to include every wrestler possible. And when 1992's game came out, nobody really knew where the Warlord had gone. Samu in WWF Rage in the Cage. Sadly, not many people remember Samu, which is probably why he got squeezed in here and looked a little bit like Mark Mero. Mostly, I do hope he got some royalties. For him, not Mero. Luna Vachon in WWF Raw. Now this one comes a little bit of a surprise, and I actually remember this, but I think it's probably time we do include Luna Vachon in some kind of Legends DLC pack. I mean, she did have a big influence back in the day. This one doesn't seem right. Kurgan in WWF Attitude. I spent £70 on WWF Attitude on the Nintendo 64, and as I have come to realize in later life, it sucked. But yeah, Kurgan was in it. Mark Mero in WWF Attitude. And this ties into the last one. We all know that by the time Mark Mero got into WWF, he basically was outshone by wife Sable, and then he went and did some amazing things. Go and Google Mark Mero today. That dude rocks. Steve Williams in WWF Attitude. So if you were around when we got into a new millennium, you will remember that basically the way video games operated was, we are going to put every single person in it. Steve Williams probably would have been in more games. Very sadly, he passed away. Earl Hebner in No Mercy. Now, I'm not 100% sure on this one, because how has Earl Hebner not been included in more? But yeah, he did pop up in No Mercy, one of, if not the best wrestling game ever. The Fabulous Moolah in No Mercy. So again, this came out in like 2000, 2001 or whatever it was, so we just tried to ply everybody in there, and Moolah wasn't on TV at the time. We probably shouldn't include her in another game, but again, she's quite controversial. Howard Finkel in No Mercy. But Howard Finkel has to be included in a future game. He's a legend, he's a hero, and he was awesome. And I miss him very much. Linda McMahon in No Mercy. Do you see why everybody loved No Mercy? It just has everybody in it. And the good thing here is that Linda McMahon can both give and take stunners. And they look far better than they ever did on TV. Mae Young in No Mercy. I mean, you get the point now. You remember Mae Young at this time. She was being powerbombed through tables and giving birth to a hand. I don't want to talk about it. Just incredible on WWF Raw. Moving on to 2002, Xbox finally decided we should have our own wrestling game. And Just Incredible was on the WWE roster at the time. So we got in here, and that was that. Maven in SmackDown Shut Your Mouth. An absolute game changer in terms of the games. It was so nice to see Maven in this, because obviously he had just won Tough Enough, and then he ticked this box. Like living a damn dream. Dawn Marie in WrestleMania 19. Everybody went crazy over Mania 19 because it had blood in it. We're a strange old crew. It's also why there's a bunch of videos featuring Dawn Marie versus Tori Wilson. I'm just leaving it there. Shannon Moore in WWF Raw 2. So this is the oddest name for a video game yet. WWF Raw 2. What? Shannon Moore does sneak in here, and yes, it was his only WWE appearance in a video game. That's all I've got.
George Steele in SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain.
Another seminal moment when it comes to these games, Here Comes the Pain was so damn good. And yeah, George Steele was in it.
THQ decided to include a lot of legends.
Hillbilly Jim in Here Comes the Pain. See? What did I tell you? And Hillbilly even comes out in one of those old WrestleMania rings when the entrance ramp was too long. Now you know. Rodney Mack in Here Comes the Pain. I met Rodney Mack at a recent indie show I was performing on, and he was a nice guy. Unfortunately, his run in the WWE wasn't very long, so we got in here, and then there was no more opportunities. Sean O'Hare in Here Comes the Pain. And this is another sad one, because Sean O'Hare absolutely would have been featured in more games. But he did have some personal problems, and he did pass away. But I tell you, go back and watch his work. This guy had potential. Ultimo Dragon in Here Comes the Pain. I've nothing else to say about this game other than bless the developers who went out of their way to put quite literally everybody in it. Wouldn't surprise if my nan turned up. Miss Jackie in WrestleMania 21. Xbox in 2005 realized, wait a minute, maybe we should call the game after the showcase of the Immortals as opposed to the television program, which is what they did do. And because Jackie was around, they put her in it as well. Kenzo Suzuki in Day of Reckoning 2. Amazingly, there was a time when you would get a unique WWE game on the PlayStation, on the Xbox, and on the Nintendo. And this one was on the GameCube and had some weird, like, mini mode where you could throw wrestlers off buildings. I'm not kidding. Jimmy Hart in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. Amazingly, this unique experience actually did change when we did introduce SmackDown vs. Raw. All of a sudden, didn't matter what console you were getting. This was your choice. There was also a heavy emphasis on legends, meaning you could play as Jimmy Hart, but could you use his megaphone as a weapon? No. Joey Giovanni in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. And Joey Giovanni was in it too. Kind of weird, because she didn't really wrestle until 4 years after this. Ah well. Rob Conway in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. I mean, just look at him. It's kind of a shame we didn't do more with Rob Conway, both in games and in reality. I always thought it was pretty good. Sylvain Grenier in SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. And of course this one does tie into Conway, because together these guys were La Resistance. And their run wasn't very long, they got released, but they were able to get royalties from the game. And by 2023, they probably spent that check. Kid Cash in SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. So we are back to that era where there was just such a high turnaround in WWE. When we started making the game, if you were around, you'd go in. And by the time the game was released, you're out the door. That was basically the story of Kid Cash. Paul Burchill in SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. And it was the same for Burchill, but at least he'll always be the second best pirate in wrestling. Kairi Sane has to be the first. Psychosis in SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. Now, I don't want to talk about this one too much, because it does tie into the Mexicals. And yes, Psychosis comes out on a lawnmower. That is just massively offensive. Vito in SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. This continued. Vito got in. I suppose he made some cash. What do I care? Kenny Dykstra in SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. I would implore that you Google Kenny Dykstra today to see how mad his run with WWE was, especially because today I do believe he's a road agent. I don't know how that happened. Marcus Corvon in SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. Just amazing this, because the alpha male had an amazing run in TNA, got signed to WWE, probably would have smashed it there too and featured in one game, before he just hung up his boots and we never saw him again. Sabu in SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. So this is quite timely, given that Sabu did just turn up in AEW. And here's his appearance in the WWE game.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Before Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
The Sandman in SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. And so you can see what was happening at this time period. ECWWE, whatever the hell we're calling it, was a thing. These guys actually finally got in a WWE game. Coco Beware in WWE Legends of WrestleMania. A forgotten game, mostly because it wasn't very good. The nice part of this is that wrestlers such as Coco Beware, that deserved a wink and a nudge, finally got their wink and a nudge. Bob Orton Jr. in SmackDown vs. Raw 2010. See? It helps to have a son that reached the top of the tree. Eventually, you will get put in the game. David Hart Smith in SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. Oh, I'm sure that Harry Smith would have spent more time in WWE video games if he was just able to put a run together. But his story is so weird. Like, he was there, then he got fired. There's always rumors that he's going to go back. He then did go back. And with about 5 minutes, we released him again. Lance Archer in SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. And yes, this is today's Lance Archer. So fair play, man. That's pretty good to get in a WWE game. Leave. Still smash it. It's Alex Riley in WWE 12. Eventually THQ decided, why don't we just do what FIFA and Madden do and use the name WWE? And yeah, Alex Riley got him this. And if you want to know why he didn't get any more, Google his name and then write John Cena. Demolition Axe in WWE 12. It's a shame that Demolition never got in another WWE video game because of that concussion lawsuit. So I'll just say this. We should change that now. Mason Ryan in WWE 12. Look at his character model. What the fuck happened? Have you seen Mason Ryan? He's absolutely massive. This is not a fair reflection of the man. Vicky Guerrero in WWE 12. How is this right? Guerrero was in the WWE for ages. This one feels like a mistake. Anyway, it was part of a DLC Divas pack. I don't want to talk about it again. Johnny Laurinaitis in WWE 13. It changed a year on because you didn't have to pay for characters like this as Johnny was just in the game. But I have a fun fact for you. I worked on WWE 13. I was the PR for THQ. I met CM Punk because he was a cover star. Then THQ went bankrupt. Whoops. Mike Tyson in WWE 13. Now I can tell you why Mike Tyson has only ever appeared in one WWE video game. Because do you know how much that man costs? A lot. Oksana in WWE 2K14. So we move into the modern era, and yep, Oksana did get in here. And then 1 month after the trailer had dropped, she got released. Caitlyn in WWE 2K14. And it was the same with Caitlyn, because these things are impossible to time. But I suppose if you do lose your job and you still get a check after the fact, well, it's not so bad. Virgil in WWE 2K14. It took Virgil 3 decades to get into a WWE video game. Then somebody went, nope, never again. If that doesn't sum up the Verge, I don't know what does. Corey Graves in WWE 2K15. Sadly, soon after this, Corey did suffer a concussion, which means he wasn't featured as an in-ring competitor, but he has been smashing it as a commentator, both digitally and in the real world. So I actually think his story is one of success. Arnold Schwarzenegger in WWE 2K16. So what do you do when you need to sell more games? You call Arnold Schwarzenegger. An amazing pre-order bonus that also saw 2K reunite the likes of Sting and the Ultimate Warrior with WWE. We had mad power in the mid-2010s, or whatever the hell you'd call it. How the hell did all this happen? Mikey Whipwreck in WWE 2K16. Now, nobody saw this coming, but given that the showcase mode did feature Steve Austin's rise to power, and he had a feud with Whipwreck in ECW, Mikey was able to get in this thing. I think that's fabulous. Stevie Ray in WWE 2K16. We go back to the legend stuff here because Stevie Ray has never wrestled in WWE, but he was still given the nod here, which is a massive 180 from his brother Booker T. He's now been in WWE longer than he was ever in WCW. Austin Aries in WWE 2K17. Given the madness between Austin and WWE, it's kind of no surprise that when it came to 2K17, he was part of the DLC pack. By the time 2K18 come around, he'd already left the company. We haven't really heard from him since. Rich Swann in WWE 2K18. So it's another one of these stories, and ever since Rich Swann has been out there smashing in Impact, and I think one day he shall return to the Fed, but this one may actually change. Sawyer Fulton in 2K18. Another mad one because Sanity were in 2K18 along with Fulton when Fulton got kicked out of the group and he left the company, and yet this still exists. This goes to show why the world is so weird. Jackson Ryker in WWE 2K20. Too much baggage for this one, so if you're interested in taking notes, just go and Google it. But yeah, he was here, then he was gone. Damian Iliard in WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Totally random this, and if you're not into the NBA, you won't even know who Damian Iliard is. Well, he is the Portland Trail Blazers point guard, or at least he was back then. And no, I don't know why he was included in this. Rob Gronkowski in WWE 2K Battlegrounds. So at least this one made more sense because the Gronk was associated with WWE and was once shown by Vince McMahon how to fall off a tall podium. Not joking either. There's footage on the internet. Danny Burch in WWE 2K22. Even though Danny had been on again, off again with WWE since 2015, it took till 2022 until he was put in the game. As ever, this is always so cool though, because imagine the first time you take a bump, somebody told you one day you will be featured digitally in an official product, you'd be damn pleased. It's Isaiah Swerve Scott in WWE 2K22. This feels crazy now, because you had Swerve on your books and you let him go, you're gonna regret that one. We all know the story of Hit Row though, that they were released in the company and Swerve went to AEW. The best part being, when all of this was being announced, who was showing up in the WWE game? It was Swerve. Kushida in WWE 2K22. Potentially, Kushida could have been in 2K20 because he did sign over WrestleMania 35 weekend, although these things take time. And given that he did get booted out of the company a couple of years later, I'm glad he got his due here. Kushida is great. Machine Gun Kelly in WWE 2K22. I mean, he did tangle with John Cena once. Maybe next he'll be in the Hall of Fame. I'm only half kidding. This, of course, was part of a DLC pack. Unless you are the biggest MGK fan ever, who the flub was this for? Mr. T in WWE 2K22. So as you can see, 2K went a little bit mad with their DLC packs. And Mr. T and Machine Gun Kelly weren't in the same packs together. So if you did want them, you also got some random wrestlers too. I don't know. Saray in WWE 2K22. Following on from that, if you did download Kelly, one of the wrestlers was Saray. It's actually all tied in because when the trailer did launch, everyone was like, oh yeah, where's she been? When Saray did come out and said, oh yeah, I've left the company, we were just like, oh, okay then, bye. Timothy Thatcher in WWE 2K22. When you look through Timothy Thatcher's WWE run, most of it was in front of no fans. And given how he wrestles, I think that is absolutely despicable, which is why I'm pleased he did get in the video game, because now you can relive that and do it right. But then, yes, very sadly, he did get released.
Ezekiel from WWE 2K23. Now, of course, Elias was in several WWE games before he did depart the company, but his brother, if it was his brother Ezekiel, only made one appearance, which did come in last year's 2K23. He is definitely going to remain a curious one-off forever too, which makes Zeke the answer to some mad trivia questions when it comes to WWE gaming. Also, don't forget you're going to have to tell your friends that Elias is still Ezekiel, but Ezekiel did still only appear in one game, which means if anyone does this in a pub quiz, there's most definitely going to be riots.
So there you go, a bunch of random names about people that have only ever appeared in one WWE video game. And if you think there's more, why do you know that? Leave me a comment below. Click the video on the screen, like, share, subscribe, and then whatculture.com, Simon at 316, WhatCulture WWE. Go play a video game, damn it. Games are great, they make you feel happy. See you soon.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.